You're listening to Awaken to Deliver, an Awakened Ministries podcast, created to inspire believers to wake up to God's truth and live boldly for Christ. Today, Jeff Fish ties it all together by showing how gentleness is not just a trait we develop, but evidence of a spirit-filled life, a life surrendered fully to Jesus Christ. Our key verses for today are Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Now, let's join Jeff for today's message.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Awaken to Deliver. This week, we have explored the beauty, strength, and necessity of gentleness. We've seen that it's not weakness. It's controlled, spirit-empowered strength. It's the character of Christ shining through us. Today, we are bringing it all together by recognizing that gentleness is not just one isolated virtue. It's part of a much bigger picture, living a spirit-filled life. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23 lays out the fruit of the Spirit. Notice it says fruit, singular, not fruits. It's one fruit with many expressions. We have talked about these fruits for the last 10 weeks, and we have covered love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Now we are on gentleness, and we have one more to go, which is self-control. And they are all connected. They're all the natural outflow of life surrendered to the Holy Spirit. When you see an apple hanging from a tree, you don't have to guess what kind of tree it is. The fruit identifies the tree. In the same way, the fruit of the Spirit identifies a believer who is abiding in Christ. Gentleness, like love, like patience, like self-control, is a visible evidence that the Holy Spirit is alive and active within us. It's not something that we fake. It's not a mask that we put on when it's convenient. It's not a checklist that we try to force ourselves to complete. It's the supernatural result of walking with Jesus, of dying to ourselves daily, of letting the Spirit transform our hearts from the inside out. And if we're honest, there are days when gentleness feels impossible. Maybe someone cuts you off in traffic. Maybe a coworker disrespects you. Maybe a friend betrays your trust. And in those moments, gentleness is not the natural reaction of our flesh. But that's exactly the point. It's not supposed to come from the flesh. It's the Spirit's work. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 gives us the key. It says, "Walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh." When we walk by the Spirit, He produces in us what we could never produce on our own, including gentleness. Living a Spirit-filled life means choosing daily to submit to the Spirit's leading, instead of the impulses of our flesh. It means asking the Holy Spirit, "Fill me today, guide my steps, control my words, and shape my heart." It's an ongoing relationship, not a one-time decision. And here's the beautiful part. The more we walk with the Spirit, the more natural gentleness becomes. It's not about trying harder. It's about staying closer to Jesus. It's about being so full of His presence that His character overflows through us, without us even trying to force it. Gentleness changes the atmosphere around us. It changes our homes, our workplaces, our churches, and our communities. When people encounter gentleness, they encounter the heart of God. They're tasting the fruit of the Spirit, and it draws them closer to Him. Think about the people that you admire most in the faith. Chances are, they weren't just bold or knowledgeable or charismatic. They were gentle. They carried an authority that didn't have to shout. They carried a peace that wasn't shaken by circumstances. They reflected Jesus. That's what we're called to, not to impress people with our strength, but to reflect Christ's heart through spirit-empowered gentleness. And this matters now more than ever. We live in a culture fueled by outrage, pride, and division. But as believers, we are called to a different way. We're called to be peacemakers, bridge builders, carriers of compassion and truth. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God." Gentleness is a core part of that calling. When we respond to anger with calm, when we meet hostility with grace, when we correct with love instead of harshness, we're demonstrating the kingdom of God in a world that desperately needs it. Maybe today you're thinking, "Jeff, I want to live like that, but I don't always feel capable." Good. That's exactly where God wants us, dependent on Him. Because gentleness isn't something that we achieve by striving. It's something that we receive by surrendering. Surrender your heart to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to fill you with His love, His peace, His gentleness. Let Him do the work in you that you cannot do by yourself. And remember, growth takes time. Fruit doesn't appear overnight. It takes nurturing, pruning, watering, and patience. The same is true to our walk with the Lord. Don't get discouraged if you stumble. Don't beat yourself up if you miss it sometimes. Stay connected to the vine. Keep walking with the Spirit. The fruit will come. As we close out this week on gentleness, I want to leave you with this thought. Your life is a testimony. Your gentleness can be the bridge that leads someone else to Jesus. Your kindness, your patience, your strength under control, it all points to the Savior who lives in you. So choose today to live a Spirit-filled life, not in your own strength, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. Let gentleness be your posture. Let love be your motivation. Let Christ be your example. And get ready, because when we walk by the Spirit, when we reflect His heart to the world, we're not just surviving, we're advancing the kingdom of God on this earth. So next week, we will continue our journey through the fruit of the Spirit by dividing it into the final fruit listed, self-control. We'll explore what it means to live disciplined lives, empowered by the Spirit, and how self-control guards and strengthens everything that we have learned so far. So until next time, stay faithful, stay bold, and remember that you too have been awakened to deliver.
Thank you for listening to Awaken to Deliver. We hope today's message has encouraged and equipped you in your walk with Christ. To stay connected and explore more content like this, visit the link tree in the podcast description. There you'll find access to all of Awaken Ministries socials, as well as a link to Jeff's book, 30 Days of Patience. If this podcast has blessed you, consider leaving a rating and review. It helps others discover this message of faith and encouragement. Awaken to Deliver is entirely listener-supported. If you feel led to partner with this ministry, you can give a one-time donation through Cash App, Venmo, or PayPal, or become a monthly partner through one of the tiers on Patreon. All giving options are available through the link tree. Your support helps spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Join us next week as we continue diving into God's Word together.